So close.
Will had been a perfect gentleman. Funny, polite, those eyes. Nikki didn't hesitate to invite him up, even though this was date number one. She was sold. She was not, however, expecting his reply to her suggestive question about what he was thinking about as they started moving towards the chill portion of Netflix and chill. They say 1 in 7 guys has a foot fetish, but what your toes would taste like was not where Nikki thought this night was going.
Oh my God!
That was weird, dude.
3 minutes left, and the beef has yet to touch fire. Flank steaks can be quick cookers, but the sear has to be perfect.
For me, a good steak needs lots of salt, lots of black pepper, and a cast iron pan.
Can they pull it off? Or will the judges be left with carne asadness instead of carne asada when we come back? By all accounts, Linda Marsh had the patience of a saint. Gabe had tested her for years, but for the sake of her 2 teen boys, she had endured. The scene facing Agent Grisham, however, was not the work of a saint. Here in Gabe and Linda's bedroom was what could only be described as a massacre.
Fixer-upper is a bit of an understatement. Yes, those are termites. And yes, that's fire damage.
If you look right here, this is a damaged roof. So we're gonna have to replace portions of the roof due to the fire.
And now we see why the prominent vein in Kathy's temple is visibly throbbing. A 5-figure job? This will be $100,000 if she's lucky.
Stanislav Petrov, a name not known to many, but to those who are aware of his story, Petrov is widely considered the man who single-handedly saved the world from nuclear annihilation on September 26, 1983. On that fateful night, the computers in the Serpukhov 15 bunker outside Moscow, which housed the command center of the Soviet early warning satellite system, twice reported that U.S. intercontinental ballistic missiles were heading toward the Soviet Union. Petrov, the station's duty officer, was faced with a choice between his training and his instincts. A choice that likely prevented a full nuclear exchange between the world's 2 superpowers.